Tourists who visit New York City have many options for getting around the place. One popular means of transportation around Central Park is the pedicab. The pedicab is a sort of rickshaw bicycle with a two-seater bench in the back. There are an estimated 600 pedicabs in Manhattan, and most of the drivers are athletic young men from someplace else. And that gives the ride around Manhattan a distinctly international flavor, as Dorian Marina found out.
It's mid-morning, and a pedicab tour guide named Frank Hoff pulls up to the curb at 67th Street in Central Park. Frank's from Germany, and he's been in New York for just a month and a half, but he already knows Central Park like the back of his hand.
In Central Park, we do the southern part, so basically we mostly enter through the main entrance gate, through Columbus Circle. We pass along the Woman Ring, the carousel. We indicate where the zoo is. We stop at the Literary Walk, at the mall. People can get off, take pictures there. And Tavern on the Green, of course. So basically everything is shown inside the park and is explained what is outside the park, the apartments where the famous actors live, these kind of things.
So you know all that even though you've been here for just a month and a half?
Yes, you just Google it up.
You go on Google and learn?
Yes, of course. There's lots of information in the internet.
Frank says he takes some 50 people through the park on his pedicab each day. He can make as much as $60 plus tip from each trip. That helps to pay back the weekly rent on his pedicab, which runs about $200 a week. So there's good money to be made if you can handle the physical demands of the job. Syed Traore is a 3-year pedicab veteran. He's from Mali. The work is tough, he says. It's easy to get tired fast, but there are some advantages.
It's very hard, but it's good for you because it's like a gym. You know, you don't need to go to a gym if you're doing that.
Syed takes a break from pedaling and sits in the back of a friend's pedicab on Fifth Avenue on the south side of the park. He holds an ice cream cone that quickly melts in his hand. He says he studied the history of the park for a full month when he first began.
If you're riding a bike, you're going to know about all those stuff inside there. So, I mean, I was writing on the book, and the nighttime, I was keep looking at it, trying to remember everything so I can make some money for myself.
And that information is what many tourists are looking for. Nicholas and Lucinda Bellamy are visiting from London. Nicholas hops off a pedicab after a tour. His right knee is wrapped in a bandage from a recent injury. He says the 40-minute tour showed them more of the park than they could have seen if they walked.
Yeah, it was good. Showed us the sights, pointed a few things out that we didn't know about. We didn't know that there was a memorial to John Lennon here, which was a nice thing to learn about. And then he took us up to the Dakota Building as well, which was good, yeah.
Their tour guide, a lanky young man with a broad smile, pedals away as we speak.
Was he from New York?
No.
He was from Tajikistan. Which, yeah, in Central Asia, borders Russia. I know the area because we do work there, so yeah. Yeah.
But he knew about New York.
Yeah, he knew everything. Well, not everything, but enough. So, yeah.
Lucinda says their guide did have trouble when he came upon statues of Shakespeare and Winston Churchill. But not to worry, she says. She told the guide what she knew, and he promised to pass it on to other tourists in the future. For The World, this is Dorian Marina in New York City.